Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Okay, so we're going to answer your questions. Monica says, tell us more about the Jersey Shore reunion. I said it in the beginning. I don't really know where we're going or when it is, but I know it's happening and it's going to be soon and... that's all they tell us. And even if I knew more, that we probably couldn't tell you anyway. Just be excited because it is happening and it's going to be insane. It's going to be a nightmare.
This one's good. On the Jersey Shore, I noticed y'all didn't throw a house party at your place. Were you guys not allowed to?
This is from Trapnap. Honestly, we never really thought about it. And we just wanted to get out of the house because we were stuck in there 24/7. So that's why we always went out to clubs. And I just feel like we didn't want to be in the house. So maybe next time we'll do a house party.
How do you deal with anxiety and depression when it comes? This is like when you're at the Jersey Shore, maybe like when you're away from your kids. Is this for the Jersey Shore?
No, that's just a regular question.
Oh, well, we deal with it by taking deep breaths.
No, honestly, you need to work out. Because if I didn't work out, I would have anxiety and depression. So working out just kind of fixes everything with that. So girls, start working out and go on the treadmill. It really, really helps.
Okay, Juliet Nishani said... was everything on the Jersey Shore Jersey Shore 100% real, or was anything ever scripted?
Nothing was scripted.
Like, ever?
Unfortunately, no. I wish I could say it so I don't look like an asshole, but no, everything was 100% real. And that's what happens when you lock 8 people in a house and you can't go anywhere and you just feed us liquor.
Even like things for production, like you never had to like walk into a door twice, like go back out and walk back in?
No. We did that on Snooki and JWoww because it was more looser. So, like, if it didn't look good, we would do it
like
again. But when it comes to, like, a storyline or anything, it's not... There's no script. We're just assholes.
How was your... oh, that's not that.
It's 10 a.m. on my birthday. This is from
wine?
Kelsey. Is it too early for wine? No.
Absolutely not.
It's your birthday. You can drink whenever you want.
You should have started at 7.
You should have woke up with a shot.
Yeah.
It's your birthday, bitch. Happy birthday.
Oh, I keep forgetting. These aren't just about Jersey Shore questions. These are questions about anything.
Yeah, calm down.
That's why I keep trying to
So this is from Denisa. If you end up going out for drinks but want to watch your calorie intake, what are some of your go-to drinks?
Oh, good one.
I'm trying to be healthy and actually have a social life.
Oh, good one. Okay, so vodka soda is the
vodka
best
soda
thing.
With lime. It's
Make
perfect.
Make sure it's not a flavored vodka because it'll have sugar
right.
in them.
I would recommend Tito's because it's...
organic.
It's, what's it called? Gluten-free.
And it's organic.
And it's healthy for you.
Yes. Definitely vodka soda. That's one. If you're gonna
stay away from wine, that's all calories.
Calories. Champagne is actually not bad because it has lots of bubbles in it.
Yeah, but champagne makes me bloated from the bubbles.
So you don't drink. You can't get as drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just stick with vodka soda.
Just vodka soda, and if you want to get drunk quick, do a double vodka soda. Yeah. One drink and you're good.
Or any clear liquor. If you like gin, or if you like
ew, vomit.
Or martinis are good too. Martinis are perfect for that.
So this is from Brianna, Jersey Shore, season 4. Was the blonde girl Mike hooked up with the twin sister planted for the show? What does that mean?
I don't know. Did he hook up with two twins?
Yeah, but what do you mean planted for the show?
Did they find those two girls and give them? No, nothing was scripted.
No, Mike just found them, and he always had a twin fetish. I mean, who doesn't? So that was that. This is from Sneesky. Why don't you and Gianni sleep in the same room, and why is he an ass on Snap? That's so rude.
Oh.
Well, me and Gianni don't sleep in the same bed because I think I've said this before, but I sleep with Giovanna in my bed because I love sleeping with her. And then Gianni sleeps with Lorenzo in his bed. So I actually prefer it because even when I do sleep with Gianni, it's just me and him in the bed. I move to the other room because he snores like a freaking walrus. So I can't sleep. So it's actually good for us. And he's not an ass on my Snap. That's so rude. He just doesn't like pictures. He doesn't like being on my Snap. He doesn't like this part of my life because he just wants to live a normal life and not, you know, be so out there, which is good because, you know, I need that balance in my life. But he's just not into like being on camera or taking pictures, and he's just not like that. But don't worry, because we're still together. We love each other. We're just two different personalities.
You just had your anniversary 2 days ago.
Yeah, our anniversary was the 29th.
Is it four?
Three? Four.
Time flies.
No, it's three.
Three.
Because I got married before Sissy, and Sissy's three.
Ding.
Yeah, so 3 years, me and hubby. So, yeah.
Going strong.
Going strong, guys. Don't worry.
It's happening.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Could I call me?
Hello?
No, shut.
Stop.
Hey, Mom.
Oh,
hey, girl.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to cry. Okay. My name is Lindsay. I lost all my voice because I was in Portland at a Kesha show.
Stop.
Yes.
I sound a little crazy, but I'm from Alaska.
Oh.
Oh. Is it snowy there?
Yeah. Is it just Santa
like
was
always?
There?
No, not always. We got a good snow, but then actually Alaska is very similar to the weather you guys complain about, except for like, you know, 50 degrees different, where it'll be like wake up at, you know, negative 10 and then in the afternoon,
oh my God,
55 degrees.
And then wait, does it always stay, degrees. Is it always light there or that's North Pole?
Yeah.
No, we do see a ton of daylight in Anchorage, in the summertime. Well, the sun won't really set. It'll get a little dusky, but that's it.
And that's then so the winter, weird.
Yeah. And then the winter will get down to only about 6 hours of daylight during the day.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Interesting facts.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, do you have a question for Snoopy or myself? Or tell us your favorite Jersey Shore moment. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I think my I know this might sound so silly, but I think my favorite Jersey Shore moment was when Nikki and Jenny got into their fight in Italy. Yeah. Now, like, I know that sucks so bad for Jenny and Nicole, but it was, like, reminded me and my girlfriend's drunken fights, and I just, like, loved them.
And where is he, Jenny? Where is he?
That's what she screamed.
That was literally the first fight we've ever gotten into because, like, we hate confrontation like that. It just, we're, like, not into it. So that was like the first ever fight. And the next day it was like so awkward. And I was like, I'm still mad at you, but let's just forget it. And it was like the worst experience ever.
How funny.
I won't like ever forget the days of like my girlfriend chasing me down the street and me being like, no, fuck you.
Yep. Basically.
Psychos.
Now me and Joey do it.
Where are you? Are you at work right now? What time's it there?
Right now it is 10:30 a.m. and I am not at work because I'm still in recovery mode.
from the Kesha concert. Did she throw glitter on the audience?
Oh my goodness. She threw so much glitter. I've never seen so much glitter in my life.
Did you wake up with any in your bra?
Okay, so what happened is I was in Portland for the show. We went to the show in Portland. And then we got out of the show. We went and got a couple drinks at a bar.
Yes, bitch.
And my brother's gay. And it was his first, like, gay adventure in Portland. So then we went to this, like, full nude male
strip club. Yeah, there's all strip clubs. And there's all strip clubs in Portland.
So calm down.
Oregon has the biggest strip club per capita in the world. Because I had a friend from there.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so you saw a bunch of dicks last night?
Yeah, we put so many dicks in my brother's face. It was awesome. And then we... And then we left
dicks.
The club and went straight to the airport, and now I'm home.
So you didn't sleep? You, like, just stayed up?
Yeah, well, it was either, like, get a couple hours of sleep and
no,
wake up super
just keep drinking.
And hungover and weird, or just, like, go to the airport. So we just, go to the airport.
I would honestly, like, today order some Chinese and pizza and put on a scary movie and go to sleep. Because that's what we did.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Like, literally the plan. I have the entire second season of Stranger Things.
Yes. All right. Well, enjoy your day. Feel better. And thank you for calling in.
Like, I love you so much. You make me laugh all the time. Your friendship is the most special thing.
Thank you.
We love you.
Did you hang up on Lindsay?
Oh, no, we just.
Oh, she was still talking.
Bye, Lindsay, girl. Lindsay, we love you. Thank you, girl. Poor thing. She's going to try to call back. Like, well, I didn't get to say goodbye. Yeah,
bye.
I'll never let go.
I'll never let go, Jack.
Hey, it's Connor with Audio Boom. You're here for Snoopy and Joey?
Yes.
Okay, let me put you through. What's your name?
Mary.
Mary, one second. Nicole, I have Mary on the line.
Hello, Mary?
Nicole
Snooki. Hi, hello, where are you from?
I'm from upstate New York.
Oh, where?
Did you go to high school with her? Or was she a bitch to you?
No, I'm from Albany.
Oh, okay. Been there a few times.
How fun. Well, what's your favorite Jersey Shore moment, Mary?
Actually, I just started watching Jersey Shore, the whole series, from the beginning last week.
How funny.
And I'm almost finished.
Hot mess.
Actually, probably when Snooki puts her butt in the fridge and says she has to poop.
Oh my God.
Your butt was hurting that day? Tell us the story, Nicole.
No, I was drinking that morning, like, bored. And Polly was like, oh, I have no one to go tanning with because we always needed two people to go somewhere. So it was just only him. And I was like, all right, I'll go. So we went tanning and I put Tingle on my ass, not knowing that it would actually kill me. And I'm leaving and my butt is on fire. Like, it's literally stinging. So then when I got home, I made another drink and just sat in the fridge.
Was that in your bedroom, that fridge?
Yeah.
What was in there all the time? Just water?
Vodka.
Did you bring that fridge in or that was there?
No, it was there. But, like, I made sure it was, like, stacked up with liquor. If I was hungover, I would need a shot.
That's exciting.
It's happening.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, Mary, is this, was that the first time you watched the whole series, or you've watched it before when it was on and then you rewatched it?
Oh, no, I totally binge watched all the time.
Oh, good.
Watch it when I was like 18 and just wanted to be Snook's best friend. I felt like I was her twin.
Aww, that's cute.
Well, thanks for calling in, girl.
Thanks.
Okay. Can you put your headphones on?
I'm sweating.
Ew.
Hey, you're on with Snooki and Joey. What's your name?
Renata.
Renata, how are you doing?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so excited.
What are you doing today?
I just snuck out of my...
Stop you at work?
Ooh, yeah. I'm town girl.
Would you work in like an office?
I do.
Stop.
And it's so quiet all the time.
Scream, yeah. Scream bitch
it's
right
now.
Scream bitch really loud right now.
Oh, okay. Joking.
No, don't do it.
So where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, we love Chicago.
I know. I literally work right by the Sears Tower. It's great.
So what's your favorite Jersey Shore moment or question?
Okay, this is really weird, but I always tell people this one scene with Dina, how she was like, Mike must be like a hermaphrodite or something. He was like,
oh my God.
And it's the most random thing ever. But I love that scene so much.
But then like you knew what she meant. You know what I mean?
What does she mean?
Oh, yeah. I know.
He was so a hermaphrodite?
So no, she meant what's the a pyromaniac?
Wait, what is it? I was going to say a klepto, but no, that's like when you
say a pyromaniac.
Yeah, there you go.
But she called him a hermaphrodite thinking,
oh, well,
you know what she
fire.
Meant. If you
pyro.
Know Dina, you know what she meant. Hot mess.
That's so funny.
And she was probably drunk when she said it. That's why.
We just went to her wedding last weekend.
I know. Congratulations. The pictures look so beautiful.
Yeah, she, we
no,
had
she was
time.
Amazing.
Oh, well, that's fun. Well, don't get fired, Mary. Is it Mary, right?
Yeah. Go back to work, girl.
It's Renata.
Renata. God, stop. Oh,
wait, Mary was the other girl.
Renata. Yeah, don't get fired. Do you have like a business outfit on, like a little blazer?
I have a cardigan on.
Ooh. Very businessy.
Is your boobies out?
They actually are. I actually just got sized recently, and I'm a triple D now.
Same.
Congratulations.
No, I'm a double D.
That's lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to go back to work? And when you go back to your desk, are you going to like, you have your one best friend at work, and you'll be like, you'll never guess what I just did. I was just on the phone with Snooki.
I work with my sister.
That's fun.
Does anyone else know that you're on the phone with us?
No, I locked myself out, so now I'm like walking down the stairs.
Oh my God. Imagine we had real jobs Nicole, like we had to work in an office.
I would die.
We'd be a mess.
Oh yeah.
I would be drunk the entire day.
I'd be like, Nicole, can I speak to you in the conference room, please?
Ew. I will go tell all your coworkers that we just had a conversation.
Yes.
Oh, can I ask you guys for advice?
Yes.
Okay. So I've been dating this guy for over a year, just moved in, and he has a picture still of his ex in the bedroom and in the kitchen.
He says
they are best friends.
No. Nope.
We've hung out, all of us.
Wait, how long how long did they date before you guys? Like, were they for years?
4 years on and off, and they lived together. And then she tried to tell me, like, well, she doesn't find me sexually attractive, and she told me to my face. I'm like, I don't care.
That she doesn't find you sexually attractive?
Find him. Like, she's like, he's like, and then she even told me at the bar, she's like, I see him as a brother. I was like,
bitch.
You guys live together.
Yeah, until they're drunk and they hook up again. No, thank you.
No, yeah, I don't trust that shit at all.
And then she'll try to say I'm crazy. She's like, oh, Renata freaks out way too much.
Well, they slept together before. You have a reason. Ew.
Yeah, I don't know about the picture. Okay. Wait, what's it? What? like, would he get mad if you brought pictures of your ex and hung it on your back and like bathroom door and be like, hey, girl.
Yeah. Why don't you do the same and say, oh, we're still friends.
I know, right? I should. I think I'm going to pull out the prom picture.
No, you shouldn't be like, oh, he just contacted me. You know, he wants to hang out. Just be friends and see what he says.
Oh, I told him that. Oh, I tried that. And he was like, oh, I don't care. You could do it. I was like, yeah, okay.
That's weird. But you should really do it or pretend you're doing it.
But I don't think people can be friends. I'm not crazy, right?
No, you're not.
Well,
no.
Not people, but exes.
No, I was talking about that with our producer earlier today. I was like, and he's like, he can totally be friends with someone. I said, maybe it's a guy thing. I mean, I don't consider myself a guy, so I can't.
Yeah, you're not a guy.
It's a guy thing. I think it's a guy thing. But, you know, I couldn't do it. I would never.
I just think it's weird.
I don't know. She's kind of manly, too. So stop. Maybe they are.
Is she a lesbian now?
Maybe she's a lesbian.
Well, her mom came out years later.
Maybe.
So maybe.
I know way too much about her. I know I hang out with them too much.
That's so weird.
Hanging out with them.
It's like a third wheel.
But that's weird. You're saying you're hanging out with them. She's hanging out with you and your boyfriend. That's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, do you feel that it's like them against you when you guys hang out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, we went to school together. We did this. And I'm like, why is it always a trip down fucking memory lane?
Yeah, calm down. No, that's weird, girl. Move on.
Don't move on. He just moved in with them.
Oh,
she can't move on. She has a lease. She has a year lease she has to stay with.
Well, then you should be like, I don't feel comfortable. Like, this is
weird. Just be honest. This is makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, trust me. I'm crazy. I told him. And he was
Don't do it when you're drunk, though.
He'll say I am crazy.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, I'm sure everything will work out. Keep a close eye on that hoe. Okay. Well, tell your sister we said hi and get back to work. Otherwise, I'm telling your boss.
We love you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love you guys. All right. Bye.
Bye, Renata.
Have fun today.
It's happening.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Could I call me in?
Hello?
Oh, wait, I hear someone.
Hello?
Hi!
Hi!
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Yamalette. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, get it, girl. Fun. So do you have a question for us? Well, we're taking advice. So if you need like some life advice.
I need like guy advice.
Yes, you know? Girl. Yes. What's going on?
I'm really falling for this guy and I don't know if he feels the same.
Have you guys kissed?
We haven't kissed. Like, we hang out and stuff like that.
Okay.
Wait, how old are you?
12. I'm 15.
Okay, well, the first thing you need to do is kind of hang out with him more on a romantic level. So I would say, like, ask him to go to the movies or go on a date to kind of insinuate that you want to be more than friends. Because he probably doesn't know.
All right.
Girl, you're so young. You have so many relationships ahead of you. Just be a smart girl and, you know, don't be a hoe until you're ready to be a hoe. She's 15. She can handle it.
I can't say hoe to a 15-year-old. Sorry, girl.
Oh, my God. I love you, girl.
Love you, girl.
Thanks.
Bye.
Good luck.
Stop. Thanks. We're really helping the people.
Wait, was that illegal to say a hoe to a girl?
No.
Oh,
she's.
Oh, my God. I'm going to jail. Hello?
Welcome to It's Happening with Snoopy and Joey.
Hey.
Hi.
What's your name?
Angelica.
Hey, Angelica.
Hey, girl, where are you calling from?
California.
Oh, how fun. I love California. Are you calling for me or for Snooki? I'm only kidding.
No, both of us. It's so tell us your question.
how was it like being on Jersey Shore compared, like, how is it like living in the reality or doing reality versus doing what you're doing now? Like, how is it?
Well, doing Jersey Shore was a hot mess because not a lot of people know that we were stuck in a house 24/7 filming for a full month. So, like, we didn't have cell phones. We couldn't read or write. We just basically had to interact with each other and, you know, just be on camera 24/7, which was literally, like, terrible. That's why we drank all the time because we were like, oh, this is boring. So now my life is totally different because I'm not followed around 24/7 with the cameras and I'm with my kiddos, and it's just totally different. But I mean, I loved both experiences, so yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so thanks for calling in, Angelica.
No problem. Thanks for answering my question.
Bye, love you.
Bye, girl.
Girl, bye.
Bye, okr, love okr, you. Okr.
Can you smell my sweat? Hit it.
Next caller, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
Where are you calling from?
I'm Jada, and I'm calling from Utah.
Oh, get it, girl. Miss Utah, auntie.
What's your question?
Oh, we disconnected.
Oh, we lost our Utah. All righty. This is going great.
Did you say?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Yeah. What's your name and where are you from?
Are you drunk?
No, I just took a pre-workout, honey.
Okay.
Mary Rose. Yeah, girl. My name is Mary Rose. I'm from San Diego, California.
It's beautiful weather there. Well, welcome to the show.
Yes, queen.
Do you have any question, advice for us? We're really good at giving advice.
Actually, so I was friends with a girl for like 10 years, 15 years. She's from New York, actually. And she like out of the blue just broke my freaking heart. And well, like we're not friends anymore.
Are you a lesbian or no?
No.
Okay, me either.
Like my best friend.
Okay.
No, like how do you get over that?
Well, like, what'd she do? Like go into full depth.
Spill the tea, hunty.
So she's from California, but she moved to New York with her family when we were like in high school. And so we've been best friends ever since. I'm 25, so it's been a while since we've seen each other. But she literally just stopped talking to me. And I tried to reach out and talk to her, but, you know, she just wouldn't reciprocate. And it basically just fell apart. It was a hot mess. I actually came up to New York, and she just didn't do shit.
Was so there a boy involved?
But, yeah, what happened?
Was like, there a guy involved? This sounds like there was, like, a guy that you were fighting over. Are you sure?
No, there was no guy involved. I'm in a different chapter in my life than she is. Like, she was still living at home and, like, going to school. And I've been, you know, in my career and have been, you know, out on my own and...
Well, she probably felt threatened by that.
No, listen, let me tell you something about moving on and friends. I have moved on from so many friends because when I was in the party scene and I was partying with my girls, like I had this group of core girls that we used to go out. And then once I got pregnant and I got married, it was just like, okay, we really have nothing to relate to anymore because they're party friends. That's the only time I saw them. So it's just like when you're both in different chapters in your lives, if you're not really true friends, you're going to move on. And it happens to so many girls. Like it's literally a part of life and it's a part of moving on. Right. So it happens and do not get worked up over it because you're going to meet new friends that you can actually relate to and are a part of your life. It's literally just like moving on. Like this is a part of life and being a person. Now. So don't even worry about it. Don't stress over it because you're going to be fine. It's just it didn't work out and... You know, you don't want to chase friends, so do not chase her.
Okay. Yeah, it's tough.
No, girl, you'll be fine. Like, I mean, trust me, I've been through it too.
Good advice, Nick. Yeah, Nick's had to deal with that a lot.
Yes. You'll be fine and you're gonna find new friends that are that you can relate to more.
Yeah. And I think that you should drink after the gym.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it was nice talking awesome. To you. Have fun.
Thanks, girl. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye, girl.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That was a Bye. Good one. Mm-hmm. You killed it.
I've had those experiences. I like giving advice knowing that I went through some stuff like that.
All right, how we doing? We want to take some more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, here we go.
We'll be here at 6:45. Caller? 5:45.
Hi.
Hey, what's girl. Your name?
My name is Morgan.
Oh, hi, Morgan.
Where are you from?
Yeah.
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Texas, girl.
Come on, Houston.
Howdy.
Do you need some advice from us? Do you have any questions? Comments
I
or concerns?
I have a question for both of y'all.
Yes. Oh, y'all.
So how do you guys respond to hate so well?
Because we're fabulous. Because we know we're queens.
It's happening.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Nicole knows it more than I do because she's been in the public eye since she was very young at an influential age. I've just been always, you know, I've been like this way my whole life, like not giving a fuck about what anyone says. But you really just have to like be focused. For me personally, do you mind if I go first, Nicole?
Pardon.
I just, you know, I never really let it bother me because you have to kind of focus on what makes you happy and not like, and just know that people are talking about you, that it's a good thing. It's like, you know, they're obviously, if someone's talking about, you're obsessing about like picking on you or whatever, it's obviously because they're jealous of something that they don't have and that you have. So whether they can admit it or not, it's proven science. So you just know that if people are talking about you, it's a good thing, whether it's the tabloids or your friend's mom or your boyfriend's mom or whoever it is. I just let them know that, well, thank you, girl, for your consideration, but I'm not interested in speaking to you, bitch. Bye, girl.
I mean, it's always about jealousy. So for me, like, I've always been so comfortable in my skin that I only cared about, like, what my family thought of me and my close friends. And if they said, girl, you need to calm down, then I'd be like, oh, crap, I need to calm down. I'm a hot mess. But I mean, if strangers or people that didn't really know me were talking about me, then it's just like you don't know the story. So you have no room to judge. And also, I don't need to take your opinion seriously because you have no idea.
Yeah.
Are you getting bullied?
No, just like a general question.
Well, yeah, it's like it's annoying. Like everyone's so bold behind a keyboard or their little phone. But like, don't step up to me in person in the squad, girl.
Okay. No, girl, I can tell you something. When I was at an interview radio show, I walked by this guy. He didn't say a word to me. Then I went on Twitter and he goes, oh, Sookie just walked by me. Now I need a shower. I'm like, why didn't you say that when I actually walked by you? And he didn't tweet back. So
coward.
Honest.
Cowards.
Honestly.
Well, we love Texas. We got to come down there and see you. I love going to Dallas. Just fun bars there we go to.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, girl.
I don't know this, but I used to have a fan page for you. I still do, actually.
Oh, thanks, girl.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
You're the best. Thank you for calling in. We love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
What's the name page? We'll follow it.
I mean, people are going to keep coming in, so you guys can cut off whenever you
want. Well, let's leave here at, we have to be at 6:15, so let's leave here at 5 minutes. We'll leave here.
All right, let's do one more, and that's it.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take one more call. We'll do this again next week, guys. Don't worry.
This is fun.
Hello?
Did I get on?
Yes, Queen!
Who's this?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so surprised. I was just calling to, like, see if it happened, and I never.
No, it's happening.
Well, you're actually the only person.
It's happening.
You're the only person
Joey
that called us, so I'm joking.
Thanks for calling in. What's
That's
your name?
Kind of sad. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
My name's Natalie Fish.
Natalie Fish?
Yes.
Oh, cute.
Where are you from?
I'm actually from Meridian, Idaho.
Oh, I've never even heard of Meridian, Idaho. It sounds exotic.
Well, what's your question?
So I'm actually a high school student. I am just about to be 17 years old. And I was just wondering, like, do you guys have any advice for, like, going through high school or, like, high school relationships or, like, any of the drama?
Well, do you have a person nurturing relationship specifically?
We have, like, so there's just so much drama right now.
Oh, God,
like,
girl, spill the tea,
avoid
honey.
Avoid it and not, like, you don't even know. It's terrible.
What's happening?
Okay, so specifically right now, like, there's this girl who is posting, like, inappropriate pictures on her spam account.
for Instagram. And she posted pictures of her like smoking weed and like all of these different things. And then those pictures got sent to our coach. And now
so she's in a lot of trouble. She's doing to herself.
Yeah. And like, it's just
that's just
awful.
Begging for attention. It sounds like.
There's just so much drama in high school too. Like it's awful.
Well, listen, when I was in high school, there was so much drama to the point where it was like crazy bullying. But I can't relate to this just because when I went to high school back in the day, we didn't really have social media yet. I mean, all we had was no, right after I graduated, like 2 years after MySpace started. Yeah. So like we didn't really have social media to where like we could post crazy things, because if we did, I'd probably be suspended from my school.
No, when I was in school, we had to spray paint on the side of the other person's car for them to
get the message. I literally passed notes and I was like, you're a whore. Yeah. Like that's how we communicated. So I can't really, I mean, what would be your advice for that? I would probably say,
stay focused, have fun. Because those are the best years of your life. All the fun stories. I mean, be safe and have fun.
You have no idea how much you miss high school. So don't take it too seriously. Because once you graduate and you go into college and, you know, actually adult, like do adulting things, which I hate, you're going to think about high school and be like, oh my God, that was nothing. Why was I so worked up over it?
Just realize that bullying is a thing as well. That like, you know, make sure that you're having fun.
Yeah,
make sure you're
not
being bullied. If you're being bullied or someone else is being bullied, that's not fucking fun, because people hurt themselves over it and that's never okay. Just make sure that you're being cool and just have fun. Because those are the best years of your life. Don't take it seriously at all, because it does not matter. And a year from high school, it doesn't matter what happened in high school, to be honest. So just enjoy yourself, be respectful, and don't be an asshole, but still have fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cool. And drink behind your parents' back.
Yeah, definitely party behind your parents' back.
Yeah.
But be responsible.
That's already happened, so you're good.
All right, girl, get it.
All right, bye.
Love you.
Thank you.
He was cute.
Wait, I feel like we're going to go to jail for promoting an underage girl for drinking.
Well,
we didn't really say it, but like...
Well, I actually physically said after the prom.
But
what did I say?
I remember being in high school and...
Drink behind your parents' back,
The best times in high school were honestly like going to parties.
Oh,
and like
my God.
Beer in.
Kissing boys.
But I always knew not to drive drunk or not get into someone's car drunk.
Oh,
that's
never.
Like a huge thing.
No, and you know what? Because we had pay phones then, but you had cell phones by then, right?
I didn't get a cell phone until I was 18, so no.
So you guys didn't have cell phones?
My friend did. Oh
well, now
we
you
had
have
a beeper.
Uber. A beeper?
Or a beeper. But
are
now,
you saying Uber or beeper?
Now these kids have...
Oh, yeah, now there's
now
Uber.
These kids have Uber and...
But they still have parents and they have cell phones. Just call your mother. Your mother is not going to be...
No, but you never know.
Be
some
mad
mothers,
at you.
You know, some mothers are like, I'm going to whip your ass.
Well, I'd rather my ass whipped than be dead in a car
Uber.
Accident.
We're saying Uber.
Oh, yeah.
If you need a way to get home.
Right now, there's no reason to drive drunk.
No.
Ever.
This gives me anxiety because I have kids. And if they're my genes.
They're three. They don't have cars.
I know, but if they have my genes, they're going to be wild animals.
There's going to be flying cars by then.
That's what we said 20 years ago. All right. Well, that wraps up the show. We just told an underage girl to drink, so I can't wait for the cops to call me.
And I tell the girl to drink after the gym.
It's happening.